Stories of Japanese internment are also on the mind of artist and Seattle native Roger Shimomura. When he was a little boy, he and his family were taken to the Minidoka internment camp during World War II. But the artist remembers that experience and the lasting impact it had on his family and on the tens of thousands of Japanese Americans who endured the same fate. In his artwork, Shimomura considers those experiences and the larger question of what it means to be American. A lot of that artwork is on display right now at the Tacoma Art Museum. Marcy Silman asked Roger Shimomura to explain the show's title. It's an American knockoff.
Knockoff, I think, is generally known as meaning fraudulent, fake. And in some ways, I see the Asian American, or specifically Japanese American population, of sort of treated in that same way, that a lot of their issues have to do with trying to find and be respected for who they are and what they are. That's what, the term knockoff means to me.
Let me talk about the camp experience a second. You were 3 when you and your family were interned at Minidoka?
Right. I was actually 2 when we went into the Puyallup Assembly Center.
What do you remember about it?
Well, I don't remember more than the extremes of weather, severe dust storms and ice in the winters and the torrid heat in the summer and the torrential rains and so on. Those are the kinds of things I think that left an impression, not just on me, but a lot of other people that were about my age. My parents were a little older than being teenagers. I mean, that's obviously a very traumatic event to, interrupt your lives at a time that you're really enjoying life.
Do you go back to Minidoka every year?
I've only missed 1 year, if by that you mean the pilgrimage.
Yes, I mean the pilgrimage, yeah. Yes.
I've actually been going back to Minidoka longer than that. I was going far prior to the first pilgrimage and would just sort of go out there myself and drive around and kind of witness the deterioration process. Each year there would be more things that just sort of became part of the rubble of the area. And then they decided to do an archaeological dig, and that led to the first pilgrimage. I think they've had about 12 now.
Why did you decide to go out there the first time?
Curiosity. Because every time, I've been driving from Lawrence, Kansas to Seattle every summer now for 47 years. But as I would drive through southern Idaho, which was the quickest route to take, I would always pass a sign that said Minidoka County. And obviously that name, rang a bell with me. And my curiosity just got the better one day, and I turned at the next exit and couldn't find it. There are no signs, no markers. And so I tried again a couple of years later, and this time there was a filling station there that I stopped at, and I said, am I anywhere close to where Minidoka was? And there was a guy sitting in his chair, leaned back, and he said, oh, you mean the Jap camps? And he said, just keep going down that road. He said, you're about 15 miles away from it. I took that road and found it. It was never discussed or mentioned in our family. It was something that my father disallowed from any sort of conversation. And this was true in most households.
When did you start making artwork that maybe not directly addressed it, but was clearly incorporating some of the questions that you had?
There are ways of dealing with issues like that in your artwork that are not of the type that I think you're referring to, not images of camp and all that, but images that have to do with identity.
Right.
If that's the case, certainly 1 year, I believe it was about mid-70s or late 70s, my mother presented me with a stack of drawings that my grandmother had saved. And they were all the drawings I did from the first through sixth grade. And they were remarkable in the sense that ones that I did in the first and second grades, you know how you draw family portraits and all that? I would draw my mother, my father, my sister, and I, and I would draw my mother with blonde hair and blue eyes. I would say I had maybe 10 or 15 drawings, family portraits of her drawn in that way. And then later on in the fifth grade, I started drawing myself with blonde hair and blue eyes, you know.
Which ties directly to that idea of knockoff. And somewhere in there, you had this sense that being an American meant that you were blonde and blue eyed.
It's that search for identity, you know, wanting a home base and you know, sort of looking around and seeing, well, who's getting, you know, the best deal here, you know. So as far back as that goes, you know, that was, and this was all coming out of camp, and because I started first grade after being away for 3 years.
I'm talking to artist Roger Shimomura, and his show American Knockoff is at the Tacoma Art Museum. I read somewhere that it was really when you moved to Lawrence, Kansas, that you started making a lot of artwork that focused on this issue of identity. Is that true?
Yeah, that's true. And due to several incidents that happened, that I was inspired to actually make artwork about it. I mean, I never thought that I would be doing that kind of work, but it was almost out of self-defense.
One of the things that is so great about your work is that it hits you on a lot of different levels. Like, you first come in and see something and laugh. It got me to thinking about political intent and what you want as an artist as a reaction from the audience. Are you wanting them to think, or are you wanting them to actually act?
I think it's realistically it's too much to ask for or to expect them to act on what you do. But I think it's possible, and this comes from years and years of teaching and telling my students that if you could get them to think about your work after they left, you've done a lot. You know, you're not going to change anybody's mind by what you paint, by putting it in their face, because every person is going to react differently.
What do you think your role is in the work that you create?
I think it's to raise the level of awareness. I think it's foolhardy to think that you're going to change anybody. You know, if you go about it that way and all you can do is put that issue out there and try to get people to confront it, when you work with these kinds of political issues and put them out there, you really can't expect anyone in that short of a period of time to digest it and to change their opinion. But if you can implant something in their mind to take with them that might, you know, go through a rebirth at one point the day after or 2 days after or in conversation a week after, you've really done something.
Roger Shimomura, he spoke with Marcy Selman. His one-man show, An American Knockoff, is at the Tacoma Art Museum through mid-September.